Stephen King is by Jay Holbin. Jay Holbin is the director of the short film Paranoid, based on Stephen King's poem Paranoid, A Chant. He is also the author of the acclaimed digital video textbook A Shot in the Dark. Stephen King is not a horror writer. Ghosties, ghoulies, and things that go bump in the night, to the casual observer, these are the trappings of Stephen King. If it makes you break out in goose flesh or leap like an Olympian pole vaulter from the bathroom threshold into your bed in the dark of the night, it must be the work of Stephen King. But these declarations are superficial and made without examination into the works of a writer whom I feel is one of the greatest observers of human behavior and one of the most astute social commentators of our time. To the unlucky masses that only know King's work from a casual impulse buy at the supermarket checkout counter or the latest weak film adaptation airing at 2 a.m. on their local superstation, King is synonymous with horror. But, in reality, his pen scratches so much deeper into the very nature of the human soul. King's true gift is not in conjuring up werewolves and vampires, but in capturing the essence of real people, complicated, honest characters who often find themselves in extraordinary and, yes, horrifying situations. Many of King's greatest works don't even live in the neighborhood of horror. The Long Walk and the Gunslinger series are just two examples of unblemished non-horror writing. If we look deeper within the pages of King's prose, we find real people struggling with real problems and trying their desperate best to make their worlds right again. We find people who mirror our siblings, friends, and even ourselves. King manages to terrify his readers not so much with snarling beasts, although he's got his share, but more often by immersing the reader into the pages of the book and into their worst fears and insecurities about themselves. In his most potent tales, we find men like Jack Torrance and Lewis Creed, men who are fighting tooth and nail to keep their families together. King brings us Ray Garrity, The Long Walk, Paul Sheldon, Misery, Jesse Burlingame, Gerald's Game, and Dolores Claiborne, Dolores Claiborne. All very real people who are merely trying to make it through the day. They are all fighting against powers well beyond their comprehension, but we have all faced those moments. If you've ever spent a long night in a sterile hospital waiting room, measuring breath after breath in anticipation of news of a loved one, you've lived a Stephen King story. King's true mastery is capturing the essence of one person's tribulations and leading the reader on an often heart-wrenching journey to the eventual success or demise of that character. From time to time, King outdoes himself and will plunge readers not just into the mind of a tortured human, but also descend them deeply and with extraordinary believability into the tortured mind of a dying dog. Although the proclaimed Master of Horror has openly embraced this title, such a simplistic label stops short of describing the true depth of Stephen King's work. More often than not, the humble scribe from Maine transcends the horror genre, and today's narrow-minded, pedestrian pedagogues will find their jaws agape as King's words live easily well beyond his years to be the greatly studied tomes of tomorrow's tortured souls.